This is the Sakar Moli of 17th of February 2026. Essence: sweet children, you are now the instruments to establish the land of immortality, where there won't be any sorrow or sin. That is a viceless world. Question: what is the wonderful plan of the godly family? Answer: the plan of the godly family is to have family planning and to establish the one religion of truth and destroy all the innumerable religions. People make plans for birth control. The father says, their plans cannot work. Only I come to establish that new world. All other souls will then go back to their home up above. Very few souls will remain. Om Shanti. This is a home, a university, and also an institution. You children, you souls, understand that he is Shiv Baba, and that a soul is a saligram to whom the body belongs. The body doesn't say my soul. The soul says my body. Souls are imperishable and bodies are perishable. You now consider yourselves to be souls. Our Baba is Shiva and he is the Supreme Father. You souls know that he is your Supreme Baba. He is also the Supreme Teacher and the Supreme Guru. On the path of devotion, people call out, O God the Father. Even on the point of death too, they say, O God, Hey Ishwar. They call out, but it doesn't sit in anyone's intellect accurately that the Father of all souls is one. O Purifier is said, therefore he is also the Guru. They say, liberate us from sorrow and take us to the land of peace. Therefore he is the Father and he is also the Purifier Satguru. Then, because he explains to us how the world cycle turns, how human beings take 84 births, and because he also explains the unlimited history and geography of the world, he is the Supreme Teacher. On the path of ignorance, fathers, teachers, and gurus are all separate. Here, the unlimited father, teacher, and guru are all one. There is so much difference. The unlimited father gives you children, the unlimited inheritance. Those fathers give limited inheritances. Those studies are also limited. No one knows the world history and geography. No one knows how Lakshmi and Narayan attained their kingdom, or for how long their kingdom lasted, or for how long Rama and Sita ruled in the Silver Age. They don't know anything at all. You children now understand that the unlimited Father has come to teach you. Baba also shows you the path to salvation. You became impure while taking 84 births. You now have to become pure. This is a Tamopradan world. Everything goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Even the age of this world becomes old from new and then new from old. Everyone knows that there was only Bharat in the Golden Age and that the deities used to rule there. It used to be the kingdom of gods and goddesses. Acha, so what happened then? They took rebirth. From being Sato Pradhan, they became Sato, Rajo and then Tamo. They took such and such a number of births. 5,000 years ago in Bharat, when it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, the average lifespan of a human being was 125 to 150 years. That is called a land of immortality. There is never untimely death there. This is a land of death. In that land of immortality, people remain immortal. They have long lifespans. In the Golden Age, it is a pure household ashram. It is called a viceless world. This is now a vicious world. You children now know that you are the children of Shiv Baba. You receive the inheritance from Shiv Baba. This one is Dada, senior brother, and that one is the grandfather. You receive the inheritance from the grandfather. Everyone has a right to the grandfather's property. Brahma is called the father of people, Prajapita. Adam and Eve, Adam and his wife. That one is incorporeal, God the Father. This one, Prajapita, is the corporeal father. He has his own body, whereas Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. You receive your inheritance from Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. You receive the grandfather's property through the father. You are once again being made into deities from human beings by Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba. They sing his praise in the Granth, Sikh scripture. It didn't take God long to change humans into deities. Who made you that? God. There is a lot of praise in the Granth. Baba says, remember Alpha and then Beta, the kingdom, will be yours. Even Guru Nanak said, chant the name of the Lord and you will receive happiness. They sing praise of that incorporeal, immortal image of the Father. The Father says, remember me and you will receive happiness. Now everyone remembers the Father. When the war is over, there will just be the one religion in the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. These matters have to be understood. God speaks. Only God is called the purifier and the ocean of knowledge. He alone is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Since we are children of the Father, we should definitely have happiness. Truly, the people of Bharat existed in the Golden Age. All the rest of the souls were in the land of peace. All the souls are now coming down here. We will then go and become deities and play our parts in heaven. This old world is a land of sorrow, whereas that new world is a land of happiness. When a house becomes old, rats and snakes emerge. This world is also like that. The duration of this cycle is 5,000 years. It is now the end. Gandhiji too wanted there to be a new world, a new Delhi, the kingdom of God, Rama. However, this is only the task of the Father. Only the kingdom of deities is called the kingdom of Rama. There will definitely be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in that new world. First of all, Radha and Krishna belong to separate kingdoms, and then, on their marriage, they become Lakshmi and Narayan. They must definitely have performed such actions in this birth. The Father sits here and explains to you the philosophy of action, neutral action, and sinful action. Whatever actions people in the kingdom of Ravan perform, they are sinful actions. In the Golden Age, actions are neutral. This is also mentioned in the Gita, but they have changed the name. That is a mistake. Sri Krishna's birth takes place in the Golden Age. Shiva is the incorporeal Supreme Father. Sri Krishna is a corporeal human being. First, there is Shiva's birthday. Then they celebrate Sri Krishna's birthday in Bharat. They speak of Shivratri, night of Shiva. The father comes and gives Bharat the kingdom of heaven. After Shiva's birthday, there is Sri Krishna's birthday. Between these two, there is Rakhi, because purity is needed. There also has to be the destruction of the old world. Therefore, the war takes place and everything is destroyed. And you then come and rule in the new world. You are not studying for this old world, this land of death. Your study is for the new world, that land of immortality. There isn't any other such college. The father says, it is now the end of the land of death, and you therefore have to study and quickly become clever. He is the Father, the Purifier, and He also teaches you. This is the Godfatherly University. God speaks. Sri Krishna is the Prince of the Golden Age. He too receives the inheritance from Shiv Baba. At this time, all of you are claiming your future inheritance. You will receive the inheritance according to how much you study. If you don't study, your status becomes lower. No matter where you live, you must continue to study. The Murlis are sent abroad too. Baba continues to caution you every day. Children, remember the Father, because your sins will be absolved by doing this. The alloy in souls will be removed. Souls have to become 100% pure. They are now impure. People perform a lot of devotion. Hundreds of thousands of people go on pilgrimages and to gatherings. That has continued for birth after birth. They build so many temples, etc., and make so much effort. In spite of that, they have continued to come down the ladder. You now understand that you will go to the land of happiness with your stage of ascent, and that you will then have to come down. The degrees will then continue to decrease. The splendor of a new home definitely decreases after 10 years. You were in the new world of the Golden Age. Then, after 1,250 years, the kingdom of Rama began. The world is now completely Tamopradan. There are so many human beings. This world has become old. Those people continue to make plans for family planning. They continue to become so confused. We write that this is the task of God the Father alone. 900,000 to 1 million people will go and live in the Golden Age. All the rest will go and stay in their sweet home. This is godly family planning, construction of the one religion and the destruction of all the other religions. The Father is doing His work. Those people say, you are allowed to indulge in lust, but don't have any more children. Nothing is accomplished in that way. This planning is in the hands of only the unlimited Father. The Father says, only I come to make this land of sorrow into that land of happiness. I come every 5,000 years, between the end of the Iron Age and the beginning of the Golden Age. This is now the Confluence Age, when this impure world becomes that pure world. It is only the task of the Father to establish that new world and destroy this old world. There was just the one religion in the Golden Age. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the world, the empress and emperor. You also know in whose memory the rosary is created. At the top there is the flower tassel, Shiv Baba, and then there is the jewel bead, Brahma and Saraswati. This is their rosary. It is of those who change the world from hell to heaven, from impure to pure. Those who have departed after doing service are remembered. The Father explains, they were pure in the Golden Age. It was a pure family path. They are now impure. It is sung, O Purifier, come. Come and purify us. You will not call out in this way in the Golden Age. No one remembers the Father when they are happy. Everyone remembers him at times of sorrow. The Father is the liberator, the merciful and blissful one. He comes and gives everyone liberation and liberation in life. People call out to him, come and take us to our sweet home. There is no happiness now. It is now government of the people by the people. In the Golden Age there are the king, queen and subjects. The Father tells you how you become the masters of the world. There you have plenty of wealth, infinite wealth. The buildings there are built of gold bricks. Bricks of gold emerge from machines. Then they even set diamonds and jewels into those bricks. Even in the Copper Age, there were so many diamonds. They were then looted. Now no gold is visible anywhere. This too is fixed in the drama. The Father says, I come every 5,000 years. Atomic bombs, etc., have been created for the destruction of this old world. That is science. They use their intellects to invent such things with which they will destroy their own clan. They aren't manufacturing those things simply to store them. Rehearsals continue to take place. The war cannot start until the kingdom is established. Preparations are being made. Natural calamities are also included in all of that. There won't be so many people. You children now have to forget this old world. Simply remember your sweet home and the sovereignty of heaven. When a new home is being built, one's intellect only remembers the new home. That new world is now being established. The Father is the bestower of salvation for all. All souls will return home and their bodies will be destroyed here. Souls become pure by having remembrance of the Father. You must definitely become pure. Deities are pure. Cigarettes and tobacco, etc., are never placed in front of the deity idols. They are Vaishnavas. That is called the land of Vishnu. That is a viceless world, whereas this is a vicious world. You now have to go to that viceless world. There is very little time left. You can understand for yourselves that everything will be destroyed with atomic bombs. War will definitely take place. They say that someone is inspiring them to make all of those things, and this is why they continue to make them. Even though they know that their own clan will be destroyed by them, they cannot stop manufacturing them. Destruction through Shankar is also fixed in the drama. Destruction is just ahead. The flames of destruction emerged through the sacrificial fire of this knowledge. You are now studying in order to become the masters of heaven. This old world is to be destroyed and become new again. This cycle continues to turn. History must repeat. First, there is the original eternal deity religion, then the Moon Dynasty warrior religion. After that, those of Islam, the Buddhists, etc. come, and then the first number definitely comes again, and everything else is destroyed. Who is teaching you children? Incorporeal Shiv Baba. He is the teacher and the Satguru. He starts teaching you as soon as he comes, and this is why it is written, the birthday of Shiva is also the birthday of the Gita. The birthday of the Gita is also the birthday of Sri Krishna. Shiv Baba is establishing the Golden Age. The land of Krishna is called the Golden Age. It is not a sage, saint, or human being teaching you. The Unlimited Father, who is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness, is teaching you. He gives you the inheritance for 21 births. Destruction has to take place. It is of this time that it is said, some people's wealth remained buried, some people's wealth was looted by the government. There will be a lot of stealing, etc. There will also be fire. Everything will be sacrificed into this sacrificial fire. When a small fire starts somewhere now, it is soon extinguished. It will still take some time. Everyone will fight each other. There won't be anyone left to stop them fighting. After the rivers of blood, rivers of milk will flow. That is called bloodshed without cause. Some children have had visions, but you will also see all of it with your physical eyes at that time. Before destruction takes place, remember the Father, and you souls will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. The Father is preparing you for the establishment of the new world. When the kingdom is fully established, destruction will take place. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Make yourself worthy of going to the land of Vishnu. Become completely pure. Renounce impure food and drink. Use everything you have in a worthwhile way before destruction takes place. 2. Study and quickly become clever. Pay attention to not performing any sinful actions. Blessing. May you transform complaints, faryad, into remembrance, yad, and become a natural and constant yogi. The speciality of the confluence age is that you make effort now and instantly receive the fruit of that. When you become an embodiment of remembrance for a minute, you immediately experience attainment. The future is guaranteed, but even more elevated than the future is your elevated present fortune. Maintain the intoxication of your fortune, and you will have natural remembrance. Where there is remembrance, there cannot be complaints. What can I do? How can I do this? I cannot do this. Give me some help. These are complaints. So stop complaining and become a natural and constant yogi. Slogan: those who move along while considering themselves to be guests experience the stage of greatness. Aviat signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. When you have accumulated the power of the gathering, the power of love, the power of one another's cooperation, and the power of tolerance, Maya will not then be able to attack you, and the drums of victory will then beat. When you are all seen to be united, when you remain lost in the love of the One, when you remain in a constant and stable stage, the signs of revelation will then become visible. The promise of all of you will bring about this revelation. Om Shanti.